Let's take a peek inside the Hitler-Trump political playbook. Step one, incite fear and paranoia.
The German people, blinded by promises from foes at home and abroad, have lost touch with honour and freedom.
Sound familiar?
The American dream is dead.
The similarities between Hitler and Trump are basically a huge disenfranchised part of the population, a group who believes the economy's not working for them, that the government's not working for them.
Germany has suffered deterioration in all sectors of life.
Our country is going to hell.
Next, you need to find scapegoats. There's no use having a problem if you don't have somebody to blame for it.
This poisoning of the nation will not end until the carrier himself, the Jew, has been banished.
Surely, Trump's never gone that far.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Hitler blamed everything from communism to the failures of the capitalist system on the Jews.
Trump is hedging his bets with Muslims and Mexicans. You know, it's their fault.
A total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
The rhetoric is awful, and it's not a coincidence. Donald Trump has long been known for keeping by his bedside books of Hitler speeches.
Trump denies that. Either way, it brings us to step three. Offering overly simplistic solutions with little or no detail.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border.
The time shall come when you once again can proudly state that you are German.
Make America great again. We're going to do it.
Oh, and don't forget to ignore criticism. Just assure everybody the ends justify the means.
And in the last analysis, success is what matters.
I say waterboarding is fine.
When you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families.
Most politicians, there is that sense of right and wrong that stops them going too far. With Donald Trump, that bit that, you know, says don't do this, it's wrong, just doesn't seem to be there.
I know it doesn't sound nice, but not everything is nice.